Welcome to Civil Defense Radio with your host, Preston Schleinkofer. Civil defense equals resiliency equals survival. To be resilient, it takes preparation, organization, and training to meet the needs of whatever situation we may find ourselves in. Civil defense helps reduce panic in a disaster, and we want to be part of your preparation. That's why we strongly recommend establishing a community-based civil defense organization in your city or county in partnership with your local emergency manager and community leaders. We offer guidance on our website at civildefenseradio.com under the Resources tab. Just look for the guide at the top of the page. It is enough information to get the discussion started. And also, we're always here to help. We ask you to regularly download and listen to our shows and visit our web and social media platforms often at civildefenseradio.com, on Facebook at Civil Defense Radio, and on Twitter at civil_def_radio. Now let's get on with our show. This is episode 25, which is a small milestone for me and the show. So with that in mind, I have asked the man who believed in me and the concept of Civil Defense Radio enough to help me get this thing off the ground. Todd DeVoe is both a friend and encourager. Without him, I may not have gotten started when I did. Welcome back to the show, Todd.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. Congratulations on number 25.
Yeah, it's cool to be at this point. I wish to, publicly state, a huge thank you for your friendship and encouragement in getting this show on the air. You helped me with the first few shows, and, it was kind of nervous at the beginning. And, after a while, I got enough confidence to go solo and stepped out and ran with it. But it was kind of tough at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about community, right? And I think that having this show on is really important to look at the civil defense side of things and the personal preparedness and the community preparedness. And I think that, I believe in the concept right there, right away when you and I first spoke and what you wanted to do. And as somebody who believes in community, helping you get this thing launched, I think is the same thing. It's being there for each other in a time of need. And you're doing great with the show. I'm really proud of how you've turned the show and where it's at. And it's been exciting to see the growth and your personal growth, from being that nervous guy to doing great interviews.
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of interviews in my life, my professional career in law enforcement. I've done 27 years in federal law enforcement. I did a lot of interviews. Let me tell you, debriefing, special interest aliens. I've done interviews, but this was different. This was definitely different. It had my mind twisted up, and there was, I like to say I'm fearless, but I had some fear in the beginning.
Right. We all do, right? I mean, you're putting yourself out there. You're hoping that people are going to like what you have to say. You're hoping that your message comes across clear, and then you're running a board. You're talking to somebody on the phone. You got them asking questions, and sometimes you forget where you're at. I mean, there's like all these things that happen when you're doing interviews. So it is a little bit different than just out there talking and just, talking to somebody at the Starbucks or whatever, or even just doing professional interviews. So it's a different skill set, but I think what you're doing is great. And I think that people get a lot out of what you have to say, and you being the voice of civil defense when civil defense is kind of thought of being a bygone, I think it's kind of exciting. And like I said before, I think you're doing a bang up job with it.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun. I really, really have a good time. I've met some really neat people that I've interviewed for the show and learned quite a few things from each one of them. And it's just been a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people have scripts. For some reason, I just can't get scripts to go. So, I may have a couple of questions here and there, but for the most part, it's off the cuff. So, guys, my friends out there that are listening, this is just Preston being real. And, If it sounds goofy, it's because it just happened to be.
I don't like doing scripts either. And I have a couple of questions that I kind of ask on a regular basis, you know, when I do the show on Ian Weekly. And it is real. You know, it's just, like I tell people all the time, it's just a conversation, right? And we just happen to be talking about a topic that, you know, is important for people's lives, I suppose, or at least having them prepared for the big disaster.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that's fun.
You know, there's so much to this too. The concept of civil defense, I've not even scratched the surface. What I've been scratching a lot is awareness, because the more I talk to people, the less they know about these threats. And that's why I've focused so much on some of these threats, especially in the electromagnetic spectrum. And, you know, the threats tab on my website is highlighting a lot of that. It confounds me on why there's so little knowledge of what could really take our country into the pit.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that people go on their day and day by day, and they're going, okay, I'm going to work, taking the kid to soccer practice, got to come home, do homework. I got to, you know, get everybody bathed, and then I got to wake up in the morning. I got to get ready to go to work and, you know, make my coffee and rinse and repeat, right?
Right.
And that's the thing why I really believe in, like, talking about the all hazards, right? The cool thing about all hazard approach is it's either EMP or it's fire or it's earthquake or whatever, you know? And so I think sometimes, like, we can get people, you know, tuned up for being afraid of being ready or being overwhelmed. So I think, like, if you do it in the sense of going, hey, you know, like specifically with civil defense, right? And self-sustainability, where you go, hey, you should have food prepared. You should have a garden going, you know, you should have, or community garden at a minimum, you know, those things there that you're ready to go, because, like, if you lose a job or whatever, you're ready to go. And I think that's what I like about the idea of civil defense specifically, and what you're trying to do with your program, is get people prepared, not just for one specific disaster, but for all of them. Right.
Yes. And, yes, it's all hazards. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've learned over my life and my two careers is that, you know, if you plan for the worst and expect the best, then you, at least you're ready if something happens. And that's
right.
That's important, you know? So, I see the major threats. They are to some degree overwhelming if you've never considered them before.
And right.
So, you know, they can overwhelm people and their ideas of getting ready for them. But, you know, it just takes working it, being prepared. And I'm going to have some shows here in the future, near future, that discuss a lot of that, how to get prepared, you know, certain things like food. And if you have a power outage that lasts for a week, what kind of things do you need to have available to eat, to cook food, for sanitation, for things like that. So we'll be discussing a lot of that here coming up. There's so much to cover, and I sometimes, you know, I go, okay, where do I want to go next? You know,
right?
Yeah, trying to run those themes.
And that's always the hard part, right? Of like where do you want to go? Like specifically running your show, right? I mean, like who do you want to invite to be on your show? And I think, like, the other thing too is you have to vet people out a little bit too, because you don't want to bring somebody who's going to bring, say, discredit what you're doing. You know what I mean? So you have to be careful who you bring on the show. And then you want to make sure that they're bringing good information to the audience, right? Because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're being the conduit for your audience to learn. And so I think, you know, I mean, like I said, you're doing a great job of bringing the right guests on and having the right conversation.
Oh, thanks. You know, I don't want to leave Brian out of the big thank you. For those friends out there, Brian is the behind-the-scenes genius who makes all my shows sound good. And so I want to thank Brian for doing what he does as well. And I know he does the same thing for you too.
Yep, he does.
Yeah, Brian's a good guy.
And over at Sitch Radio, and the cool thing about being on a radio station such as Sitch Radio is that it's a network, right? I mean,
right.
So there's my show, your show. There's four other emergency management style shows that are out there that are on Sitch Radio. And then you got Combat Vet Vision. There's a finance show on there. So there's like other shows for people to listen to. So, you know, you jump on with, with the Civil Defense Radio, and then you got the other shows that you can listen to as well on the network. So Brian's doing a great job of trying to bring quality shows into the network. And I'm proud of the work that he's been doing over the last couple of years as well.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure working with him. You know, he was big on helping me with my technical issues too. This mixer that I have, it's got a lot of ports and there's a lot of cables, and I was really confused on how to get this thing set up. I'd watch a lot of videos on YouTube trying to figure it out, and it didn't seem like I was getting the connection that I needed. And so Brian helped me out, and it was one of those things. I guess he's got one too, one of the similar models that,
yeah,
I have. And so it was a lot easier to have him helping me out with where to plug this and where to plug that and adjust here and there. And so it was, I'm not a technical guy. I can work my phone and my tablet and my computer, but some of this technical stuff on getting this mixer going and the mix minus and all that, you know, that was overwhelming.
Oh yeah. I have the same issues. So funny, because like I remember Brian talking to him, he's like, I'm gonna kill both of you guys. You guys have to figure this out, you know. It's like, dude, you know. The joke always is that, you know, go onto YouTube and you can find some 3-year-old who will walk you through your technical problems, right?
Yeah. Well, that's because they grew up with the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I've grown old with it.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it is so funny. It's like when, you know, people say, oh, what are your, like, the most difficulties that you've had, like, starting, doing your show? You know, I'm always like, yeah, it's just like these, you know, incremental changes that you have to do to make it sound better. So let me ask you a question.
What's
that?
Kind
of reverse the role here, you know, for me being the guest, and now I'm going to be the host for a couple seconds. So what do you think your personal growths have been since you started the show?
Well, as far as the interviews, I'm a lot more comfortable doing the interviews and just going with the flow. And I may have a couple questions that I'll have of the guests. You know, I want to go back to Mil-Spec Mom. She was a lot of fun to talk with and get on air. And so I had some things that I didn't really. I kind of had a game plan in my head where I wanted to go, but it wasn't anything firm, and I just ran with it, and it turned out fantastic. It landed the way I wanted it to go in my head, just that it wasn't necessarily pre-planned that way, but just the way the conversation ended up going, it just flowed the way that I wanted it. And I think that was a lot of fun because of, you know, the person and the subject and just the way it all came together. And that was one of my favorite shows, I think, is Mil-Spec Mom, because it just came together so well. My most frightful was episode 3 with the former CIA operative, Spy Escape and Evasion.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I read his bio and all that stuff, and I'm thinking, man, I can't think of anything to ask. And you saved my bacon a couple times on that interview because it was like, you know, I was sitting here with, you know, twiddling my thumbs going, oh no, what am I going to ask? What can I ask? And I just drew a blank. And then you asked a couple really great questions and things moved on. And I'm going, oh, right. Man, I'm sure glad I had Todd here.
That was a good interview. I actually enjoyed it. That was kind of fun to.
Yeah, it was. It was. But it was kind of scary.
Well, I mean, that happened with me. Like, I had Craig Fugate on my show. It was like one of my first shows, uh-huh. too. Like, and so I asked him a question. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have this guy on. I'm going to have like a 45-minute show. And it's going to be great conversation. And I asked him one of the first questions. And he goes, yes.
Oh no.
I'm like, oh, no. I'm
like, can you elaborate, sir? I thought I told you before, don't say yes or no.
it gets to go in and then you get the conversation going, but that's no, I know for sure how that feels. Do you think you've learned? I mean, like just learned about things doing or interviewing people, because that's what I feel I get out of the interviews when I do. I think I learn every time I talk to somebody new.
Oh yeah, every time. Yeah, I've learned new things, new perspectives. You know, each person brings something to the table. It doesn't matter who it is. I had Pastor Gallups on the show a while back. He's the author of Be Thou Prepared, which is a Christian perspective of preparedness. And he was a great guest, and he's such a pro at being interviewed. He's been on shows and TV and all kinds of things, and he was probably my easiest interview because he is just such a professional, and the information he gave us, I think, is very valuable, not just from a Christian perspective, but from just a human perspective. And so it was a lot of fun too.
So what are your plans for the next, 125 shows?
I'll never catch up with you, brother, unless you stop today. But I don't know. Some of the things I want to do is I want to have more variety of guests on with different takes on preparedness. I want to get some preparedness professionals on too, like from FEMA and from the state. Not just, I live in Virginia, so, I'm targeting Virginia Department of Emergency Management, but, I'll have anybody on. Our second show was with Dale Rowley from Maine, and, he was a great guest, and that was a lot of fun, too. He brought a lot of information to the table, and I think anybody in the emergency management field who wants to have an EM's perspective on civil defense would do themselves well by going back and listening to our episode number 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, you've had some really good episodes, and I great guests. And like I said, and the cool part about it is to listen to you grow throughout this process and to go from being, you could tell you're a little nervous on the radio to being like today, just having a great conversation just about things, and I think that's awesome. And I'm really super stoked for you. And I can't wait to hear more of your shows. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, sharing knowledge and that's what our guests are for. I'm going to try and do a few talking heads. I've got a couple concepts in mind that I want to bring. One of them is just talking about, people that have listened to from episode 1 to now will probably have a good idea of my background and everything, but I want to do an episode just for that where I talk about the things that I went through and what brought me to the idea of civil defense. And so I want to put it all into one show, and that way if somebody wants to, they can always go back and refer to that if they're wondering, down the road at, show number 125, want to know, hey, what makes Preston tick? So, I want to have some people from the National Weather Service and the Space Weather Prediction Center and right. you know, various FEMA departments, and CBRNE. You know, I have a background in biological chemical defense with Army National Guard, and I want to have some people on that have some background in chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological information that they can share with us. You know, and you know, we can talk about threats, we can talk about procedures like decontamination, things like that. And so those are some of the things that I'd like to see in coming shows.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations again on number 25. And man, I it sounds like it's, you know, it's everybody out there is listening. 25 might not sound like a lot or whatever, you know, compared to others, but I mean, just to kind of put some perspective out there, the average podcast that's out there lasts about 7 episodes, right? So put that in perspective. So Preston, you made it past the magic number 13 a while ago.
Yep.
Now you're at that 25 mark, which is a milestone. Congratulations on that. I'd like to come back maybe on your 50th one.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do do the bloopers or something. I heard you did that on one of yours, right?
I did. Oh my gosh, yeah. That was funny.
Well,
yeah.
I hope Brian's saving them for me.
Yeah. Oh man, I hope so too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being my friend and encourager. And thanks for helping me get this thing started. And you know, I owe so much to you for that. And you know, it's why I wanted to get you on and kind of have a tribute show for my thanks to you and to Brian as well.
It's my pleasure.
All right. The top-down governmental approach to solve our community resiliency problem has failed us. We need a community-based grassroots approach to solve this problem of resiliency. We are looking for volunteers throughout the nation to pick up the mantle of civil defense for their communities. Let's start a conversation with a guide found on our resources page at civildefenseradio.com. Be sure to check out our regular postings on Facebook at Civil Defense Radio and on Twitter at civil_def_radio, where we post information about the many threats we see to our safety and security as a nation. I wish to thank my guest, Todd DeVoe, again. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being my friend and encourager. And you, our friends out there listening, I really appreciate you listening to our show this week. So please, be safe, be informed, be prepared, and may God bless you and keep you until next time.